Benvenuti, welcome everyone to Italian Pod's news and features show in piazza.
Ciao, io sono Marco, as usual.
And I'm Catherine, which I didn't mention.
As usual, you're Catherine. And in this news and feature, we are talking about an incredible lesson coming up this week.
We are. So there are lots of lessons, and they're kind of painful lessons, actually, this week. We're talking a lot about medical things and your health. So hopefully there are those of you out there who've been curious about these things and who will find this useful. And for the rest of you, it just doesn't hurt to know.
Yeah, and to be more specific, we have a lesson about vaccines.
So we're talking about getting shots specifically for travel. You know, there are some parts of the world where you have diseases that we don't have at home and you have to get shots for these, like
Venice with all those rats.
Or the big tetanus shot, which I think everyone's familiar with. It's quite painful. And
tetanus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that one. But it's every 10 years, so it's not a big concern.
And now in terms of also like talking about the flu, the swine flu.
Ooh, yeah.
You never know.
So Monday's lesson is an advanced lesson because we're talking about this very specific medical terminology. But it's very important for those of you who was planning on traveling or who hope to know some more about medical terminology in Italian. And that's coming out on Monday.
Yeah, but so you said, well, this is advanced, but we also have a medical lesson for more newbie learners, right?
We do. Yeah, it's a newbie level, actually, and that's on Friday.
Yeah, so that's about more in general getting a shot.
Right, so if you learn about, on Monday, the specific names of diseases and vaccinations, on Friday you're learning about how to describe a shot. So that's just a basic flu shot at the doctor's office or even kind of a tetanus shot. We're talking about what the doctor's going to say to you and being a baby, how to react like a child.
Yeah, and so also it's good because, you know, you can go, you don't, maybe if you also don't care what the vaccine is going to be about, at least you know that you can get a shot. You don't know what's in it if you're a newbie.
Yeah, but
you know how
you know
to
how
get
to
some.
Scream in pain.
Yeah, yeah, that's always good.
It's important.
And then
Wednesday
we have a lesson about a totally different topic, that is l'arrotino.
Arrotino, Marco. This is a cultural thing in Italy. The arrotino is a person.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about this person? Who?
Not
he
too much,
or she
though.
Is?
I can tell you that he is a knife sharpener. Okay, but
okay.
He doesn't have a shop. It's something that comes really, it's really Italian. Now he's disappearing. He's like a protected species.
All right, so UNESCO has stepped into
they should
end
they should.
The endangerment of the arrotino.
Yeah, they should, because he comes out on the street and screams his like slogans and his advertisement. And the funny thing is that they are always the same. Okay, so since
these lines,
the 50s,
these words,
yes,
are the same as they've been 50 years ago.
Exactly. So we thought it was very interesting, and we thought we could, you know, make a specific lesson about this interesting cultural thing.
Well, I think the other part of the lesson that's very, very useful and also important for people who want to learn Italian and live perhaps in Italy is that we're talking about kitchen and home things. So products that you might buy for your home or things that you need to know if you're going to be filling a house with.
Very chauvinistic.
Chauvinistic. It's a little bit chauvinistic in the sense that, you know, this man is selling his wares to women. Women. Women everywhere.
Women that, of course, are only housewives.
Casalinghe, they're housewives.
Because,
exactly.
Yeah, that's also part of this. Also, it's fascinating in a way. It's like a bit of something that was lost in time, just frozen, unfrozen from 1955.
And that's what we're here to do. Time travel and bring you these cultural artifacts from Italian history. Well, we hope that these are interesting topics for you. If not, we welcome you to give us some of your own ideas and thoughts, because we're happy to make lessons that cater to your own wishes and needs. You can email us at italianpod@praxislanguage.com. Otherwise, please do visit our website and check it out to find out how you can get the most out of your studies.
Yeah, and of course, remember iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, and the other things that are on the interweb.
Interweb.
Whatever.
Well, thanks for listening and have a great week. Until next time, everyone. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.